All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's continue. So we left off page Samech Vav. We're going to pick up the paragraph that says Zihirus Me'iruv Hamusagim. So again, remember, we did this before, but just in order not to pick up mid-topic, we're going to pick up in this section. Ella. So the second section down in Samech Vav. Ella. Sheminastam. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves yesterday, you know, we can't spend too much of a 15-minute sheer reorienting ourselves from yesterday. But just to very quickly, 30 seconds reorient ourselves from yesterday. So the Mechaber was telling us that there are essentially two stages in the avoda of man, in the work or the service or the mandate of man. One, of course, is what we ultimately aspire to, which is to get to the level of b'chol derachecha da'ehu, to get to the level ultimately where everything we do is a service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything we do, somehow we find ourselves with the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But however, the Mechaber pointed out that sometimes we're not able to necessarily get to that level immediately. So therefore, there's an intermediate step where, although we don't feel that maybe we could focus all of our efforts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can focus all of our efforts on building ourselves into better and more complete people, whatever that may mean. So he writes the following. So Zihirus Me'irav HaMusagim. So literally what that means is care or care from mixing up concepts. See, right? So over here, Ella, Shemin Astam, Chilek min Hashomim v'Hakorim, Umestaber Shekulam, Shamu Od Harbe Dvar Mifneikim. B'tov Shekach, Lochein Yeshna Ezo Shei Ta'arov Es Musagim. So he says, you know, the difficulty in life is that very often we've learned, this is not the first sefer we've learned, we've heard different things over the years, and so what ends up happening is a person has a combination, and sometimes what we'll call concept confusion. What does concept confusion mean? That we're going to learn something in this sefer, we've learned something else in a different sefer, and so everything gets a little confused. See, he gives a mashal, which you're going to remember from when we learned it the first time, because it's a great mashal. He says, "Kedei lahavin mai tarovesh hamusagim." In order to appreciate what this means to have concept confusion, nisbonin bedugma mechay hayomim. Let me give you an example. Listen to this: Adam nichnas lachanos makolat. Person goes into the makolat. Person goes into the store. And what page Samech Vav? About three paragraphs up from the bottom. Person goes into the makolat. Notel sakit chalav. So what happens? So I pick up a bag of milk. This is Eretz Yisrael. Right, I pick up a bag of milk and I'm ready to leave the store without paying. So the store proprietor comes over to me and he says, "Excuse me, sir, you know, you have to pay for that milk. How can you take the milk without paying for it?" So what do I say to him? You are an observant Jew. You certainly know that you have an obligation to do chesed. Right? So mamish, again, I understand I'm not paying for the milk, but that's only because I'm enabling you to do a mitzvah. Right? And I'm enabling you to do the mitzvah of chesed. And chesed means you give me the milk for free. So what happens? The entire essence of life is to go ahead and to do chesed. V'achin lakachti sakit chalav ve'eineni miskavin l'shalem aleha kedei liskos oscha b'mitzvahs chesed. And I say, you know what? And my entire intention is I'm going to take this bag of milk for free because I want to do you a favor. Right? I want to enable you to go ahead and to be a bal chesed, so I'm going to help you actualize the chesed within. So he says, and the Mechaber says, Hareze irvuv shel musagim. So what's happening in this story? It's just concept confusion. A person is mixing and matching different concepts. Im ha'adam hayatola shelet alachanos, gemilas chesed, kan miskayemes chalukas chalov nitzrachim. So again, if a person would have hang a sign on his store that says, gemilas chesed, here is a place for chesed, here we give out milk to those in need. Okay. Bevakosha. Then, of course, under those circumstances, whoever needs milk, come and get it. Aval kisha adam roel afan of chanos makolet or supermarket. That's Hebrew. Or supermarket. Hu mevin sha'af im hamocher hu bal chesed. Aval asach chanos hu pasach l'shem parnasa. But if a person ultimately, if a person realizes, but if a person sees in front of him a store or a supermarket, he understands that as much as the proprietor may be a Baal Chesed, he's not operating the store for Chesed purposes, he's operating the store to make a Parnasa. Me'ever le Parnasa, hu gam ose Chesed, and it could very well be that in addition to making his Parnasa, he also does Chesed. Aval hachonus eina l'shem chesed bilvad. But the store itself is not for the purpose of chesed. He l'shem parnasa. V'lochim, ein ze makom l'chalukas sakiot chalav, ela l'michirasan. So therefore, interestingly enough, he writes, it's a simple example, but it's very profound. In life, we often have either concept confusion or what we'll call concept ambiguity, where we know things, but we're not exactly sure about the application of them within life. So I go into the supermarket, this is a business, which means it's being run for profit, which means you have to pay. Yes, the owner, the proprietor may be a Baal Chesed as well, but that Chesed ultimately is separate and distinct. He says the following: Hanimshal hu shemekayim etzlenu benefesh shnei chalokim. So the nimshal is that there are two chalokim, there are two parts to us. Chelek echad shel avodas habore. So why is this important? Because when it comes to us, so we often assume that we are comprised of two parts. One part which represents the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu kimuvan mitztayer etzel anoshim kinekuda elyona yoser, v'kayim etzlinu rovad b'nefesh, shama shenikra chaya hayomiyim. So we often assume that there are two parts to us. There's the holy self and the mundane self. So there's the part of me that serves God, and there's the part of me that's just a regular guy. He says, kimat etzel rov b'nei adam, chaya hayomiyim eino mukdashim kulum na'avodas habore. And the reality is that for most of us, our normal day-to-day identity is not sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for us again, there are moments in which we serve God, but the truth is there are many moments in which we don't. See, right? Kishnemedabrim eifo dvarim al ha'adam, lahavin be'ezo yachas heim ne'emarim, ha'im biyachas la'avodas habore, o biyachas lebinyan ha'adam betzuras ha'chaim hayomius shalo, misad etzem, Heyos Adam Hamachapes Chaim Tovim Chaim Pinimim. Therefore, when we speak about these concepts, so let's say when we speak about the concepts in the Sefer, so we have to figure out, what are we trying to build? Are we trying to build our spiritual self, or are we trying to build our personal self? You understand why he's saying this? Because if I don't know, if I don't have a particular direction in which I'm going, if I don't know why I'm doing a particular act, or what a particular idea is connected to, that's going to lead to the concept confusion or idea ambiguity that we saw in the Mashal. Therefore, he says, "Kasher matzim la'adam derech pnimiyim v'tovim." When we speak to a person about leading a more meaningful life, v'hu miyad mishayech zos la'avodas habore. This is very interesting. So, when we either speak to ourselves or speak to others about leading a more meaningful life, we often assume that what is that connected to? That's connected to our service of God. So if you ask me, how do I build more meaning in my life? We often would assume that it means enhancing or amplifying my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lefamim ze chiyuv mi'od, ach lefamim ze shelili mi'od. Machmas sha'itze shenemra, lo ne'emra biyachas la'avodas habore. It's interesting enough, sometimes this is beneficial, and sometimes it's not. Because sometimes ultimately, the advice that I'm being given is not good for my relationship with God, but maybe good for my relationship with myself. Let me take a moment just to pause here just a moment. What the Mechaber is trying to highlight over here is the following. There are two different relationships, or two different parts to our life. We have our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have our relationship with ourselves. And those are two different relationships. And what's interesting to note is the ingredients for a successful relationship with God are not the same ingredients for a successful relationship with myself. And what's the danger? The danger is if I begin to mix and match ingredients. So if I begin to take the ingredients or an SF relationship with God and I begin to use them for myself, that may not work. More than it may not work, it actually could have a negative effect. It's the same way that if I take the ingredients, we don't know what he's talking about, because we don't know what the ingredients are yet. But right now, we're creating a conceptual framework. And in the conceptual framework, I have to understand, first of all, A, what am I working on? What am I working on? And B, what are the necessary steps to actualize that goal? Recognizing that those particular steps will work for that particular goal, but will not necessarily work for another. Mishenimtza b'madrega. So look what he writes over here. Mishenimtza b'madrega. I just want to tell you, this in general, this is not just good for cultivation of one's spiritual self. This is true in life. In life, one of the real reasons why people often don't reach their goals is because A, they don't really have a defined goal, right? They don't have a defined goal. And B, they haven't really identified the steps that they need to reach that goal, right? So what he's saying, the same, what is true in life is true in the building of one's self. So in order to ultimately build myself into a whole, good, and complete person, I have to understand what steps are necessary for that. And the steps that I know that may be good steps in other areas of life may not work in this particular thing. So look what he writes. Mishanim sabamadrega shechayomim shalohim avodah sabore. Someone who is in a state where his day-to-day life is already infused with the service of God, meaning a person who mamish is already serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every single fiber of his being, b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu, adam kazeh zakuk l'shma dvar macherim, hu zakuk l'kivun shoneh, i'ef shela daber b'safa shumeichad avodas habori gemura, u'me'idach l'hazbir l'anoshim eich, ata chai atzmecha, so he says, remember, if somebody's already living a life of b'chol d'rachecha da'ehu, then what we're going to write in this sefer is not going to be applicable to him, because that person needs a totally different set of instructions, or a different set of instructions than someone who's trying to build his self. Somebody who's already ready to be the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sifreinu zeh lo miyuad lo. This sefer is not good for him. Shekin oseku b'nekoda harbe yoser mukdemes mi'avodas habore. Ba'im anu lo seis lo adam kivun shel machshava od lifnei avodas habore. It's interestingly enough, so the Mechaber writes, if you are already on the level of b'chol d'rachecha da'ehu, that everything you do, you are able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor, close the sefer, I'll give you a full refund, and you should learn something else. Because again, this is not for you. Because the concepts that we're going to espouse here are not going to help you in your journey. The Mechaber says that ultimately the only reason why the coming chapters are going to be effective is because they're singularly focused on one idea, one ideal, and one mission. And that's to help the person build himself into a better individual. To help the person ultimately reach some level of personal shlemos, personal accomplishment. All right, we'll stop over here.